Hi, I'm Eric Roberts, and you are listening to Life Minute TV, the best.
Strikingly handsome, silver-haired, blue-eyed Eric Roberts is a Hollywood legend. The iconic actor has portrayed more roles than you can count over his illustrious 40-year career, with no signs of slowing down. His latest, he says, one of his favorites of all time, playing the mysterious junior opposite John Goodman on HBO's The Righteous Gemstones. This is a Life Minute with Eric Roberts.
Hello.
How are we?
Hi, doing well. How are you?
I could not be better because, and this is not to be promo-ish, this is a fact I would have in just ordinary conversation with you. I have the best job I've ever had for me, and it's on Righteous Gemstones. I auditioned for it, I got it, and I have never been happier accomplishing anything.
That's so awesome.
My marriage. My marriage is a big deal to me. Besides that, Righteous Gemstones.
They are so good in it. So funny. Tell us all about it. Tell us about your character and how you got into it.
Well, of course, we're all fans of Danny McBride from everything. I mean, it's an overused and abused word, but he is a genius. And my wife said they're having auditions for this new character in Righteous Gemstones, Eric. But they won't give us a script, but here's the description. And she told me, and I said, oh my God, that's my family. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, that's what I left in Georgia. I gotta play this part. So we got it ready. My wife is also my coach. We got it ready and we put it on tape and we sent it to them and they gave me the job. So I had to go out there and earn it. And I have never had a job that is more of a pleasure in my career.
How so?
It's everybody. The writers, the main director, Jody, they're just cool guys. And they're all on the same page and they're all nice and they're all funny and they're all a unit that loves each other. So like when you go, it's like going to a grown-up camp where everybody knows how to do what they do properly. It's really wonderful.
It's neat to see you and John Goodman together too.
John Goodman is my new favorite human being. That man is so cool. And he's a wonderful actor, as we all know. But as a person, he's just even. He's always the same. And he is an example of how to be a grown-up. He's just the coolest.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be cool. I actually never spoken to him before.
Oh, you would love him. And he's smart, too.
You've had so many different roles, and this just shows your range. Are people surprised by it? Like, did they know you were funny?
I think they are, because the most successful character I've played in the past couple of years is probably from the hit show Suits. I played an executive on Suits for an arc, and that's kind of what all the medium age people know me from these days. So next to that, it looks like a huge leap, you know, but I'm just doing my thing. You're playing my people.
amazing. What's one of your favorite parts you've ever played, movies or otherwise?
Well, I made a lot of movies, so I have lots of favorites. King of the Gypsies, Runaway Train, Paul's Case, Star 80, It's My Party, Love is a Gun, and Purgatory. Let's start with those seven.
And you didn't name one. Okay, my whole family has, it's like a, since I was little, it's this whole thing we do. It's like a family line. I wonder if you could guess what that line is of a famous movie. It has something to do with your hand.
Charlie, they took your thumb.
I told my whole family, I said, guess who I'm interviewing? I'm like, Charlie, they took my, I always say finger, and my sister say, it's thumb, it's not finger.
Good Charlie, for you, sister.
They took my finger, Charlie. I just had to have you say it, yay. You're gonna make a lot of people laugh. That's so
That funny. Movie was so much fun to make. In fact, Mickey and I probably had, I can't really speak for Mickey, but maybe a little bit, we probably had more fun on that movie than we've had almost since, because, you know, in New York, when they know you as an actor, the whole town opens up to you. You know, the cops, all the people, all the pedestrians, like, oh, they're making a movie. Just be quiet, they're making a movie. And so it's just cool. It's just, yeah. I love New York. I love working in New York.
Cool. Who were your acting idols growing up?
Well, it was all the obvious ones, Jon Brando, Clift, Dean, you know, they were great. But I was very attracted to people like Elizabeth Taylor from A Butterfield 8. And that performance in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf just stops traffic. I mean, how can a woman of that kind of beauty make that kind of thing from within her? I mean, it was an incredible performance. And also Richard Burton, with the most beautiful speaking voice in the English language, was a wonderful losing drunk, which as it turns out, he kind of was. But what an actor! Good God, what an actor! And he did, once again, have the most beautiful voice in the English language.
Did you know, always know you wanted to be an actor? And how did you get into it?
Well, as a little bitty boy, I had a terrible stutter and it was so bad. Well, I just stopped talking and everybody would laugh at school at me and stuff. So I got very introverted very quickly. But then I found out if I memorized things, I could talk. So I memorized everything. I just went around learning stuff. And so my parents, you know, put me in a play. My first play, I played a mute clown. It was a Christmas play. I was a toy in a toy box. And so I was safe there. But then I graduated to talking in plays, where I like finally was playing Bertram and Joan of Arc and things like that at 9 and 10, 11 years old. But I had this new freedom. If I memorized stuff, I never stuttered. And it was a power. And it became really fun. Then it became enabling. Then it became just, I'm good at this. I'm going to get great at this. I'm going to really work at this. I'm going to find out about this. And I just chased it. And I was lucky enough that I grew up in repertory theater doing 8 to 12 plays every year of my life. So I had a lot of practice. And I was in a perfect place to be bad several times, because I undoubtedly was. I mean, I was a kid, you know? And I became a real actor, and I started to study other actors and understand that it's okay to steal from them, because it's going to look different on you. It's like clothes. They look different on everybody. So I learned how to steal and I stole from all of them. And I made it my own technique. I love acting like I love my wife every day.
Well, it loves you too.
Thank you so much.
What's the best piece of acting advice you give someone?
Well, it's not really acting advice. It's person advice. And I learned this the hard way and the best way. And that's this. You need to treat everybody you meet in show business. And that's everybody. You need to treat every single person you meet in this industry as if they're going to be your boss next week, because they might be. Mm-hmm. And you need to honestly act like that. And if you don't, it will get you.
That's good advice. And obviously, Julia Roberts is your sister. Emma Roberts is your daughter. Are more famous actors. But you were first, and you got them into acting, right?
Sure. I got Julie her first part to get her Screen Actors Guild card. And then she basically did it all herself, darling, really, truly. She became a real actor. And although my favorite performance of hers was what launched her, and that was, of course, Pretty Woman. I love that performance. I love that movie. And I've always been a fan of Gere. I mean, he's just cool. And she was perfect. She was perfect. And that happened so rarely. It happened for, like, you know, Grace Kelly. Happened for Elizabeth Taylor. It happened for Julie. But it doesn't happen. It happens, like, you know, once a generation, maybe. And I'm extraordinarily proud of her and like her.
And your daughter too.
She never trained. She just kind of fell into it, and she was kind of off of the world because she's a Roberts, and she became good. And she I love American Horror Story. I love this show. And
my turn.
I love watching her.
You know, a lot of music videos too. Chris Cornell, Rihanna. Tell us about those and how did that come to be? Do you like music or?
Well, what happened was I was at home with a couple of days off several years ago, and I get a call that the Killers want me to star in their video. It was Sophie Mueller was the director, the great Sophie Mueller. What a cool woman. And she offered me the part, and I turned it down because I don't do videos. I'm an actor. Come on. And then all my kids call me and say, "What's wrong with you, dude? We heard you turn on the Killers." Yeah, I did. What? The Killers, Eric. What's wrong with you, dude? God, you got to get a guy. Can you call him back? So all the kids are telling me how stupid I am. So I called them back and I said, "My kids just told me how stupid I am. Can I be in your video?" And they laughed. "Of course you can. We'd love to have you, blah, blah." So I made that video and it went platinum. So then everybody started calling me, you know, Mariah Carey, all these bigsters started calling me. And so I made a bunch of videos. They all went platinum. I am video platinum. Who knew?
So cool. Well, you're an icon, man. Well, of course.
It's funny, isn't it?
But I didn't realize how many you told me. I started, oh my gosh, it's a lot. And a lot of cool people too.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of music at Life Minute. So it brings me, what kind of music do you listen to?
Well, my favorite singer-songwriter is a new artist named Keaton, K-E-A-T-O-N Simons, S-I-M-O-N-S. He opened for Eric Clapton a while back, like last year, and now he's on tour with Brett Young. And Keaton is this, incredible. I mean, he opened for Eric Clapton. I don't think Eric Clapton would have anybody open for him unless I love his music. And everybody look him up because he's a killer. He's just unbelievable. Keaton Simons. That's awesome. My favorite music out there right now.
What about of all time?
Of all time? Well, you know what? That's kind of difficult. But as far as sound goes, it's probably Bonnie Raitt, Ricky Lee Jones, and Jackson Brown.
Good choices. And your grandfather. Now,
who knew that was going to happen? So cool. I have a 2.5-year-old granddaughter and a 1-year-old grandson. Rhodes and Georgia.
How's that been? Has that changed your life at all?
Well, you know what? We all knew our grandparents and we all knew they were always getting chastised by our parents for something they were doing wrong. But now I understand. It's so easy to be a grandparent and you're an instant hero. Unless you're mean, you can't mess it up. My 2.5-year-old granddaughter will say, "Eric, can you help me?" And it's just the most wonderful thing in the world. Eric, help me. And my name is A-I-R-E-T-T-E.
Do you get to see him a lot? Are you guys close by?
Yeah, we are. The grandson is in Los Feliz, which is a 10-minute drive. And the granddaughter is across the street and 3 houses up.
Oh, that's great.
That's cool. Great.
And you've been really open about, you know, your drug addiction in the past. So I have to ask you, what would you say to somebody that needs help, that needs advice?
Well, you just got to know that while you're in it, you're the last person to understand it. So you need to get out of it, even if it's just to like visit getting out of it. You need to get out of it so you know the difference. So then it's a real choice. You decide you're gonna run your life into the ground on drugs. Fine, it's a choice. Or you're gonna do something else. And it's just a very sobering choice, and you have to make it as the person in it. And you know, we're like usually very vulnerable and very weak at those turning places. So we want somebody to do it for us, but that's never going to happen, and it's never happened before, and it will never happen. Even though we all have that infinite hope of "help me, do it for me," it's not going to work that way. And once we're through that, and we know that, and we accept that, and we have the courage to not be embarrassed, then we're okay.
Good answer. That's great. And what's your favorite way to relax?
Oh, horses. And I have a beautiful little neighborhood over here in Sherman Oaks. And we have a beautiful property here that's a corner triple lot. So I have lots of room. So I spend a lot of time out. Well, we also have a squirrel sanctuary. About 15 years ago, I find a little baby hurt squirrel. So I take it over to the pound. I say, guys, I found this squirrel and you know, it's alive. So we need to do something. So they take it, they heal it. They then call me. Well, that does squirrels well. Can we bring it back to your property? I say, sure. So they do. And they say, oh, you have all these trees. Oh my God. Okay. Can we bring all the hurt squirrels back here? So now 300 squirrels later,
we have a
5-story tree in our yard. It's enormous, huge, big, long branches, of huge trunk like this. And it's an apartment building for squirrels. And you like look up, you see about 12 nests because it's a 5-story tree. And it's probably 40 feet in its reach across.
Wow.
So it's an enormous tree. And it's an apartment building for squirrels.
Aww.
So to answer your question, I have become in my 60s what I didn't expect, and that's a little elderly, in that the small things in life that don't require a lot of energy are my favorites.
That's awesome. Like, what are some other things?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a gym guy. I'm in the gym every morning, and animals. Animals and my wifey, you know, that's the old man's life these days.
What's your advice for good marriage?
Well, it's two things, and not to sound adolescent about it, but it is these two things. It is honesty, which is a very throwaway word, easy to say, but hard to do. Complete honesty is very difficult. That and sex. And once you have those things.
That's an honest answer.
You know, it's going to be good.
Don't let my husband hear you though.
Why?
I'm just teasing.
No, but you have to have the intimacy that you only have with that person. And you have to have the honesty you only have with that person. And those two things will inspire hope and love and happiness and understanding, and everything will be fine.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Oh, no. I didn't have any this year. It's been such a good year. And also with COVID and everything, there was no way to go out anywhere. Why would you do that to yourself? So we just watch the ball and drank grape juice. Oh, speaking of drinking grape juice, there was a study today on CNN. Any amount of alcohol, liquor, is bad for the heart. Not even a glass of wine. It's all bad for you. So just another reason to smoke dope.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
So this is Life Minute. What are some other good life lessons you could share? Best life advice you would give someone?
Advice is such a personal thing, but the only advice I can give anybody is the advice that I would give all actors in Hollywood. You have to treat everybody like they're going to be your boss. And I think that's also true somewhat in the relationships as well, you know, up until you find the balance.
Yeah, yeah. And what's next for you? What's something you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, I'm doing it, Righteous Gemstones. I mean, they allowed me to join that group. And it has changed my life because I've never had a job I liked more. And I've liked a lot of my jobs. I've loved a lot of my jobs. I've never had a more pleasurable, fun, artistic, silly, out of control, very controlled job in my life. It's everything in one dish. And it's also playing my family because this is my family. I'm this character of Junior is my first cousin, Adam. And the rough and dangerous part of him is my grandfather. And I'm also doing How They Sound. Both of them have the same voice. Aulis Roberts has had the same, well, he's actually a Bowles, but he's my father's sister's son. And, you know, we all have the same vocal tone, but he talks like this. And so I took his voice and I gave it to Junior. And because he like talks up here a lot. He don't talk down here, but he like talks up here a lot. So when I'm being nice or naive, I'm always playing Adam Bowles. But when I'm being bad, I'm playing my grandfather. So that's what I'm doing with that.
Awesome. And for people that don't know, tell us where they can find the show if they haven't, you know, if they haven't been hip to it yet.
Righteous Gemstones, just starring Danny McBride, who also created the show, and John Goodman, who's my new best friend. I love that man with all my heart. It's on HBO. And it will take your breath away in the show. The writing is the kind of writing that as an actor, you're at home doing your homework and you start laughing and you might say, what's so funny? I'm not doing my homework. It's so much fun. And you just act silly at home with yourself. It's so magic. Danny McBride is an overused and abused word. He is a genius. And that's just all there is to it. And he's allowing us to, like, you know, milk him for comedy. And it's so much fun.
And are you on a break right now, or when will you resume again?
We start again in a couple of months. We start the third season in 2 months.
2 months. Is there anything else you want to tell us work-wise that we might have missed, or anything else you're up to that we should talk about?
Well, there's a pie bake shop I always like to advertise. Pie, as in P-I, the pie sign, Pie Bake Shop. Huh? It's my favorite pies on the planet.
Another question, I was going to ask you what your favorite comfort food was.
Pies and breakfast. I love breakfast and I love pies from piebakeshop.com.
Where is piebakeshop.com?
Piebakeshop.com is across the street and four houses up at my stepdaughter's house.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. She owns her own catering company, and she has a pie bake shop. And she is my favorite chef. Aww. Well, you know what? There's another chef 3,000 miles away named Christopher Walken, who I also love very much. He's an incredible cook. But they're my two favorite chefs.
Christopher Walken can cook, huh?
He cooks his butt off. He's incredible. He loves garlic like I do too. So we're friends.
That's funny. Are you vegan? Thought I heard.
Well, you know what? My wife is a vegan, and she wants me to be a vegan. And I understand, and I agree with all her reasoning. I'm having trouble.
I know. Me too.
Yeah. Good for us.
Eric, what an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time. It's a real honor.
You're so likable. Thank you.
Oh my God. So are you. You know, when you love somebody for a long time and you hope that they're just as gracious and beautiful, you know, well, you are. So you made my night.
Have a great day.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.